Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Guys, hello and welcome to Nip Tuck Not Giving A
Fuck.
This is the podcast where we celebrate being positive, aspirational women. Now, guys, this is all about being your true, authentic self, isn't it, Lauren?
Absolutely. Being who you want to be, not giving a fuck, as long as you're not hurting anybody. Own your shit.
Own your shit.
That's all it is.
Exactly. I was listening to someone's book today and they said that...
Not
when
fucking
someone...
Caroline Quinn again, is it?
What's she called? Caroline
Quinn. she...
Oh, she's having a mare at the minute. No, it wasn't his. And this lady said, if you are being your inauthentic yeah. self, so you're not being your authentic yeah. self, people can spot it a mile off.
Oh my God, you can. Have you ever spoken? I've got a thing when people are too nice.
Yeah, and you think, why?
Why?
What's your
and it
motive?
Might just be that they're really nice, but I'm not like that. Like, I'm quite dry. And when someone is too, oh my God, baby, where is it? Oh my God, I love that. Oh my God. Straight away, my senses are up.
Same.
And I think you are not really true because no. nobody is nice all the time.
No, that's like that meme I sent you the other day. And it
was, which one?
What did it say? It was something like me sucking all of the life out of a room because I don't want to be there.
Yeah. We were saying it was me at that Look Fantastic yeah. event. Literally, I sucked the life out
that.
Of everyone.
When
I
I'm at a family dinner and I'm hungover or something, I'm like...
You suck everyone. Like, can I just tell you before I forget?
No one's allowed to be happy if I'm not.
Yeah, that's it. Something that happened to me this morning that when it happened, I thought, I'm going to just say this on the podcast. So I'm in the car and me and one of the mums share the carpool, very American. Best thing ever, by the way. If you live near a mum and you're not sharing the school run, then you're stupid. So we share it. Anyway, they're chatting in the back and they're talking about where babies come from. And I'm thinking, don't ask me, don't ask me. Anyway, Thea said, I came out of my mum's belly. That and I was like, oh, cute. And she went, that's why her belly button's so weird. And I literally, my face, I was driving like, ah, and I was like, and I didn't say anything.
Add that to the insult
I didn't
list.
Say anything. Add that. And I just carried on. And a friend went, why? What's wrong with the belly button? And she went, that's where I came out of. That's why it's all like weird. And I was literally just driving and my whole body language from, oh, was like, oh, so it isn't just me then.
Yeah.
So she's noticed that my belly button is weird. And I just was like, you didn't come out of my belly button. And then I just carried on.
Aww.
So I just thought, like, aren't kids so offensive sometimes? Like, does Saskia yeah. do this? Like, if I've got a spot, she'll look at my face and be like, what's
yeah,
that?
I remember once I got eyelash extensions. And you know, like, you immediately think, oh, fucking hell, what yeah. have I done here? And because I've got really big eyes,
yeah.
they looked like no,
like a cow.
And
like...
I knew they looked stupid. But I knew because they were fresh on. There was nothing yeah. that I could do. I had to.
You can't
ride
pick
it.
Them
so,
off at that
so
point.
So I was like, you know, brushing them. And I got home, and Ed was like, "What the hell?" And then Saskia was like, "Ew!" Look at you. And whenever I have my eyebrows tinted at first, she's always like, "What
yeah.
have you done?"
Thea doesn't like it if I change anything. She's a bit like when I cut my hair. She was like, oh, why have
yeah,
you done
yeah.
that?
Saskia
and I
was
like, do you not like it? And
that.
She was like, no, it doesn't look good, mummy.
Yeah.
They're so weird, aren't they? Tell me what you've done this weekend. Like, what have you been up to? What's going on?
This weekend, on Saturday, me and Ed went for lunch. Mm-hmm. That was nice. And what did... Oh, we went to Splash Club, this thing.
What's that?
On Saturday morning, where the kids play in the swimming pool for an hour at the gym. And then...
So you took the kids swimming?
Yeah. One kid.
One.
Yeah. That is why I have a nanny. I shouldn't feel the need to actually defend this, but when you have a little baby, its nap times need to be strict. And yeah. I'm not carting her around with me and, like, then suffering all night. You're like, yeah, okay.
I'm just looking at her. Then, I'm nodding like...
And then
and I'm just
Sunday,
thinking about my weekend and how chaotic. I'm just nodding like, yeah, yeah, no, I get it.
No, but you can't with a little baby.
Listen, if you can get the help. Yeah.
Then on Sunday, I went to Primark Hello Kitty Cafe, of course, Sea Life and Legoland.
What? You went to these things?
I did.
With one child?
Two.
That's not like you.
Yeah, no.
Why did you do that? That's a lot in one day. Wow.
No, it's not, because it's all in the Trafford Centre.
No, but
right
it's a lot of lots of stimulation.
Other.
I, my head would have gone.
Yeah, but
I would have been like, SeaWorld, Lego, Hello
then
Kitty.
Ed took me for lunch and had wine.
So it made you feel better.
So it was fine. And because we were out so early, yeah. But I saw loads of
yeah, you said you got spotted in Prime. I did.
By like three or four different people.
No.
Yeah.
And did they come over?
They came over, yeah. And I could see them like looking at Ed and the kids. Like,
oh, taking it all in. Yeah. Yeah, because that's the difference. You don't share that. So when someone sees you, they're like, bleh. You know when you do that mind where you photograph
they
everything?
They were really bleh. Staring at Ed the most.
I bet they were. Yeah, I bet they were, because everyone's like, who is this Ed?
And then I went for tapas in Knutsford and I walked in the restaurant and the lady was like, have you been here before? And I was like, no. And then she was like, but why do I recognise you
so
much?
Oh, it's so awkward.
But what do you say to that? Because I went, might be off Instagram. That's what I said.
It's
it might
so
be off
uncomfortable.
Instagram. And Ed was taking the piss out of me for ages afterwards. He was like, that is so embarrassing. It's,
honestly,
but
when
what,
they
do you say?
What do you say? When I was doing someone's lip blush, which I've now finished, I've got one day to Wednesday and then...
Are you sad?
We are no longer... No. No, I'm not sad. I'll tell you why. It was amazing. I did it for 4 years. I'm very good at it. And I am. And it was really good. But my life has just changed so much. And I'm so grateful of that. And it's moved so much that it was taking like a lot of my time. And I was really struggling.
And
energy. Because there's a lot of energy. When you work with people, you'll know, girls, if you do hair, beauty.
When you touch people,
it's like your energy gets drained throughout the day. And I was trying to keep up with all the stuff we do. Because I don't think people realise how much work goes into what we do. And it was just stressing me out. So I am glad for that. But I was doing lip blush and the lady, I was chatting to one of the other girls at work and she stopped and the client went, I recognise your voice.
Yeah.
And you just, what do you say? I just went, oh.
With her eyes closed.
Yeah.
Oh.
She'd seen me when she came in, but she was like, I recognise your voice. You've got a really distinctive voice. And then I had to say it. And I was like,
podcast.
I've got a podcast. Oh, and every time I say it, because obviously we know how well the pod does and it's amazing, I feel like some little girl who's got like a podcast in a bedroom and it just really embarrasses me. And I was like, I've got the podcast thing. And then she said, that's where I recognize your voice, TikTok, what's it about? And
bing bong boo.
I don't really know.
Right, now Lauren, so over the weekend I saw this meme and I was like, that is such a good question. So I sent it in our group chat, you know, the insult one.
Yeah.
So it says, what's an insult you will never forget?
Did you straight away think of one? Mine came like that.
No.
Mine came like that.
Go.
When I was about 15, and so this is what, we're talking 17, 18 years ago now.
You remember it?
As soon as you sent me that, bang. We all used to hang around on the streets because that's what I did.
I wore
Rockports and white tracky bottoms.
Hooch coat.
And I had white tracky bottoms on. I think they were Adidas. And I was walking up the hill and the group of lads behind us, and one of the lads, Eddie, I'm sure he won't mind me saying, I don't see him anymore. It was 18 years ago. I can only imagine. And he said, oi, Lauren. I said, yeah, anyway, can see you cellulite through your pants.
A man said that.
Oh, we were 15. And he could see the dimples.
How did he know what the word cellulite is? I don't even think Ed would know
that. Can see your cellulite through your pants. And I will never forget that.
Did you turn around and cry or laugh?
I think I probably went, oh, fuck off. And then in that voice, because I probably spoke like that at the time, oh, fuck off. And then I probably went home and cried and threw them away. But I will never, I'm not bothered, but I will never, it just came straight into my mind. Can you not think? Have you not any?
Yeah, like just
No?
Just like that I've got like no arse, no boobs, the usual.
Yeah, but then, Christine, have you not got one that literally, honestly, came into my mind like that?
It's probably loads, but when you say back at school, I remember all the guys rated the girls and they gave like my friends an A star because I had no boobs for ages. Yeah. And one of my friends got A plus. It wasn't even A star, A plus. The other one got B plus and they gave me U.
Oh!
Ungraded. And I didn't even know what that was.
Oh, no.
And it was like ungraded because I had like no boobs or anything. And
I remember that some of the ones on here me really laughing.
We popped a Q&A up. We won't spend too long on this because we got so many. If you head over to Patreon, we will read some of them out because they are absolute corkers. So Lauren, give us a couple.
This one's just really tickled me. Getting called fire flaps because I've got ginger hair. Came back from my 2 week holiday and my mum said, "Ooh, someone's enjoyed the all inclusive."
Oh, mums.
Let's have a look. My ex of 11 years said, I've got a back like a fruit machine. What does that mean? A back like a fruit machine. Your dad sells Avon. What is this?
We'll talk over on Patreon about the rest of them because there was some really funny ones. But send them in, guys.
A child got on a bus I was on and shouted, "Mom, look, it's Michael Jackson."
That's so mean.
That's real. If she was born in the winter, she wouldn't have made it. Have you heard that one before?
No.
Like, if you're thin and stuff, like if you're born in the winter, you wouldn't have made it. Anyway. I just think that's really funny.
Oh, this one. Can we just do?
Go on.
Your jewellery looks like it's from Elizabeth Duke.
What's that?
She won't know what that is.
It's like a sort of a brand on, is it in H. Samuel or something like that? It's like, or Argos. Argos. Is it Argos?
I wouldn't know, guys.
I'm sorry, but these are really funny.
Yeah, let's do these on Patreon. They're so funny.
Sorry that my dad left because he couldn't afford the amount of food I ate.
That's fucking harsh, that.
Being told I smell like egg mayonnaise by my child.
You smell of egg mayonnaise for me.
Some of them are really funny.
Oh, God.
Can I also just interject something that I found that I thought was really funny? So have you ever seen that So Very British Problems? And it says like how funny British people are. Reasons to let out a weird little oop noise, right? So just do for me what you think that is.
Oop.
Yeah. Ready? They're really funny. Okay.
Oop.
Most common reason, doors. Number one, you've tried to push a pull door. Number two, the automatic door hasn't opened and you're right up against it. Ooh. You're trying to go through a door just as someone's coming out of it. True. Other reasons. You've gone to shake someone's hand, but they've gone in for a hug. Ooh.
Yeah.
You're walking towards someone on a narrow path and you both repeatedly choose the same side as you try to pass. Ooh.
Yeah.
You've opened the wrong cupboard.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Now, today, we are talking about Hindus, aren't
yes.
we, Lauren? Okay. Now, we've spoken a lot about weddings in the past, and now, obviously, we've got our Laurens getting married.
Our Loza.
Not too far away now, isn't it?
Not at all.
So, basically, we at this time of year as well, I feel is very Hindu heavy.
Everyone now, everyone's let Christmas get out of the way, and now everyone's let the winter. Now everyone's like, right, my hen. I've booked my hen.
And I kind of feel like it's not as fashionable anymore.
No, I think we...
Since COVID, does that make sense?
Yeah. I don't think it's as big a thing as it used to be. And I think people are a bit judgy about hens as well
now.
Do
you think, though, that's our age group because we've been to a million?
And I've already had one.
Yeah, and we're over it because I hate them.
I don't see as many anymore. No, I don't think people are getting married as much anymore either.
Do you not think a lot of venues now will not let you in if you are hen-dewed up and paraphernalia? So
is that true?
Yeah, 100% true. So Nikki Beach in Mallorca won't let you in if you've got any form of hen-dew paraphernalia. There's a lot of clubs that won't let you
fair,
in.
Good.
Because they don't want to ruin everyone else's day with you silly girls, I think it's what it is. So I think that's another reason you can't go to somewhere with all the stuff anymore. Whereas people used to go out around Blackpool with a inflatable dick and some rock.
I think you can still do that.
I'm sure in Blackpool you can. Let us know if you're from Blackpool, if it's been banned, but I think you can.
The paraphernalia gets me, guys.
I think it's funny though. I'm all right with it.
Nice. Those tracksuits that say wifey on the front.
Oh, there's a difference. There's a difference. I'm talking funny big blow up dicks.
I'm going to buy you a wifey tracksuit.
Please don't do that. Blow up dicks, dick straws.
Literally.
I think they're hilarious. I'm all for that.
I totally agree. I'd rather walk through the airport dressed up
as a big penis,
as a dick, than wear the wifey tracksuit.
It's not something I would... No. I got offered recently, a company wanted to work with me and pay me to wear a wifey sweater. And they suggested that James could wear the hubby one.
Is there a hubby one?
Yeah.
Fuck off.
It was a polite no from me.
Wait, you could have... Did you not think how much?
Well, it was a no, I don't think so, how much? And then it was a no, Lauren, you already, you know, lower yourself in a lot of ways. Let's not do that. So it was a no from me.
So what are your thoughts on hen-dews, Lauren?
I'm not having one this time. Simply because for me, the stress of it wouldn't mean I wouldn't enjoy it. I've got too many friendship groups. Also, I feel like it gets quite confusing when the mums are involved. So it's a hen-do. You kind of feel like your mum should come and his mum, but it's a totally different night out with your mates than your mum. And I'm just not sure on all that coming together, I would be really uncomfortable with making sure everybody was having
a
good time.
But then having said that, when me and you went on that hen-do that time, we were with the mums.
It depends on the... Yeah, we were. Yeah. So much fun. I think it depends on... My mum doesn't drink. So, like, it just depends on the mum, I guess. What I said I might do is maybe do, like, little bitty things with a few groups of friends. So, like, one of my friends
you
mentioned...
You hate giving out, mate.
Well, yeah, it's not going to happen. One of my friends mentioned... going to Soho Farmhouse for a couple of days, which would be nice, maybe. And then I might go on a night out with what? I don't know. I would like to do something with, I don't know.
What's your dream hen do? If I said to you,
I don't have that.
Here is $100,000. Do whatever you want.
I would get a massive villa. So I could pay for everyone. So I wasn't putting people out. Maybe, I don't know how much a PJ would stretch, but maybe a couple of PJs if the budget would stretch. All go and then kind of have one or two plans, but the rest of it, everyone just does what they want. But I also feel like that could cause pure problems because so many women
the
in
more
one house
people involved.
With wanting loads of different things to do, it stresses me out. So I would rather not have one. So I don't intend to do
you,
one this time.
Guys, I'm going to call Lauren out on her shit. You.
Oh, I did have a hen.
And your last hen.
Oh, I was 25.
Right. I know, but can we just talk about it? She made us all
wear
nude.
Like, is it not baby pink?
It was nude.
Oh, dear. Sorry
yeah, she
about
made
that.
Us all wear nude.
Yeah, I did.
And, like, why? Why?
Because at the time, you were fuming. At the time, you actually said you were going to wear black, and I was like, if she fucking turns up in black.
Yeah, but, like, I don't ever wear nude.
No,
I've got white skin and blonde hair.
Like, I remember you'd be like, I don't know what I'm going to wear, and I remember thinking, I don't care, it's my hen-do. As long as I look okay, I don't care what you look like. No, number one, I was 25. Number two, it was very different then. It was in. That was like the fashion at the time that everyone wore one colour. Like now it's a bit not in, but it was like everyone wears one colour and I'd wear a different. And it was when I was just starting to enjoy Instagram. And I was thinking for the gram, for the pictures, and I got loads of props.
We'll
and I
share
got
the picture on Patreon that we've got of
yes,
all
we
of
have
us.
Got a picture. That night ended, wow, with Ooh. Me coming out of Sankey's at 7 a.m. Literally came out. It was broad daylight. Everyone was going to work. There was people on delivery, drive. It yeah. was... I do you know in those moments that you'll never
Sankey's
forget?
In a
yeah,
white
it's the only
dress.
Time I've been. It's the time when I handed my own bag in and said, "I found this. Someone's lost it." I handed in my own bag with my initials on because I was into the initials then. First wedding, you do all that.
Wifey.
And I had this white bag with my initials on, and I handed it in behind reception. I said, "I've just found this bag. I don't know whose bag it is, but they've left it on that table." So I handed in my own bag. That's how pissed I was. And then the next day, realised I'd lost my bag, rang up all the venues, and they were like, "Yeah, we have got your bag. Someone handed it in." And I thought, and it just clicked. I handed my own fucking bag in. Yeah, yeah.
That's such a Sankey's thing to do.
That's such a Sankey's thing to do, honestly. And I came out and I remember just looking around and everyone was going to work and I had to go and view an apartment that morning. Oh. And my mum was not impressed. Not impressed.
I ended up staying at Harley's house and...
Oh my God, we went back to Harley's.
We had a house party with these lads.
It was...
And then I was like, "My boyfriend's going to come and pick me up." And they were all like, "Hey, boyfriend's Eddie Stabart." And I went out at the front and Eddie Stabart.
No!
Laurie came past. They were like, "Here he is."
That night was weird. Me and Harley ended up running and I'd paid to have this cake made.
Did you
again,
go back out then? Because how did I end up at home?
I went back out, I think, and then came back. I don't know, but I just remember not...
Oh, the cake in the kitchen.
We were smashing the cake. So we got I had this cake made, this ornate, gorgeous cake. Because again, at the time, like now I couldn't be asked.
Cake
but it was very,
for a head,
I know,
dude, fucking
I had, oh, bless. Harley and Nick were so cute. We got, I had like a table. And we
it
got
was
like
a buffet.
A buffet. And I got like...
No one was eating.
I dressed it all. There was a cake. We put cupcakes with, you know, sticky things in. And
yeah.
Yeah. And we started the night with this cake. We ended the night, I don't know why, me and Harley running and face diving into the cake. So our faces were... And we were taking it in turns to run.
And I was
and
like, what?
Smash our faces. My mum still loves that story. And there was cake everywhere. It was weird. It went weird.
It
and that's why I don't go out anymore.
And someone didn't come home and their husband was ringing us all. Yeah. And we were like, what do you say? Like I was just like,
I've seen her somewhere.
I was like, her car's here.
Well, I don't know. But yeah, that was my first hen. And I did make people wear colours and that's not something I would repeat.
My hen do, because you asked, I had in my kitchen.
Why didn't I go
didn't
to your hen?
Come,
why?
Because you couldn't be asked.
Really? Is that what happened? I don't even remember.
Yeah. And
really?
Yes, it was in COVID.
I don't remember.
Yeah, you just didn't come.
There's parts
it's
of my life.
It's when you were with that
weird guy.
Mate, and I don't think you were allowed
there
to
come. There was parts of my life that I don't remember that wasn't even me.
It was
a version of
April 20, because I've been married 3 years in April.
Yeah, I was with it. It was a version.
It was
a version of me.
And I had it in my kitchen and we did.
It looked amazing.
It wasn't amazing at all, but
no,
we
you
just
looked
had
amazing.
Fun.
I remember seeing a picture of you and being like, you looked good.
And we had, what's it called? Beer pong.
Yeah, I
we
love
set that.
That
up on
I
the
think
table.
That's such a good game.
We got like sausage rolls, like all the best snacks.
Yeah.
Got some really nice drinks for everyone. And everyone just turned up. We had a lot of fun. It was only girls.
Yeah.
And then they went home.
But it was COVID, so you had no other option. Do you think you would have... I think you would have done a bit of something else. And we all know.
Maybe, yeah. But at the same time, Ed didn't do anything.
No. I don't think James is going to have a stag. He keeps changing his mind, but he's not...
What's the worst hen do you've been on?
I've not really been on many.
I avoid them like the
I've
plague.
Not been on many. I went on a great one with my friend in the summer.
Please don't invite me on your hen do.
We went to K2 karaoke. It was absolutely fantastic.
Stuff like that. What hen do you
Because a mum came. So yeah. It was like, we went to the Ivy for a meal, which was good. And then we went...
May as well just do the karaoke
yeah,
bit.
And then we went to... We got on a bus in Manchester. We were crying, laughing. We were like, all pissed getting on this bus.
Like day sesh, trainers.
Then
love that.
We went to K2. And we had a ball. Shut the door.
Yeah.
No one was there. I had my tits out, of course. And we were all literally out. And we were all dancing. And it was just lovely. And then we went home. I had a really good time.
Yeah. That's the kind of vibe that I would want. Or like go and see the Pleasure Boys and pay for a table for everyone
or something. Yeah. For me, the thing with the Henry, it depends how much time you've got on your hands. But for me, it would just stress me out. Like you've got a wedding to plan. It's too much.
I've been in Hendu group chats as well. I've got a funny story about someone stealing money. And we don't know, like...
People go weird in Hindu chats. Like, especially about money. Like,
and who's in charge.
There's two Hindu chats. There's the Hindu of the civilians, if you're just part of the Hindu. Yeah. But there's also the bridesmaid chat, which is the people who organise the Hindu.
Yeah.
And that is toxic because you've got different groups of
and
friends.
And people fall out.
But everyone is trying to just be up the bride's arse. Like, I know her the best. I know the
other. Oh, God, I don't do all that.
It's so weird.
I'm the one that's like, I'll pull back. On. I'm like, you do it.
Yes, so, I'm not
I don't
that.
Want to. It goes on, though. That's what we're saying. Like, I feel for you. Like, if you're in a Hindu group chat and you don't really want to be there that much.
And it's
much,
archived.
You get put, like, so much pressure gets put on you because it's these destination Hindus, then that means you're going to have to be in a bikini in front of a group of girls that you maybe
that is a big thing. People that are body conscious, like to be honest, I have been body conscious in the past, but never like really, really bad. But I know there are people that as soon as you mention a broad hen, the first thing they think about is, fuck, I've got to get in swimwear.
It is.
And they look at the other people and who's the thinnest? Like, oh my God, they're thinner than me. And that's
because you don't know them that well. You don't feel comfortable. You don't feel comfortable. How they look, basically.
Yeah.
And then also, not only that, guys, if you are trying to keep up appearances with a certain group of people, like you said, they're all from different friendship groups. It's, well, what do I wear? Where are we going? Like.
Yeah.
How they've got designer clothes. I've not. Like, and it sounds pathetic, but we've all been there and we've all worried about it. And then also, will I have stuff to talk about to someone that I don't really know that well? Will I be able to let loose and have a drink
that's
in front
my
of
issue
someone I don't know
with
that
mixing
well?
Too many groups. That's why I'm not doing it.
No, exactly.
I think all my friends would get on, but you just don't know. And it's just, why put yourself in that position? 100. I think an abroad hen is lovely. The way I think of it with an abroad hen is if you've got a close set of girls, maybe six of you, seven of you, that are all genuinely besties, it's a good idea. If you are bringing groups of different people and a mum and a friend from childhood and then a few, that's when it gets a little bit messy.
I've got a question to ask you. What are your thoughts on this, guys? Would you be upset if you were going to a girlfriend's wedding on your own and she hadn't invited you on the hen do?
I wouldn't really care. I'd be glad.
Like, but would you still go to the wedding?
I've been to weddings and not gone on the hen do.
I'd be glad that I wasn't going to the hen.
Yeah.
I'd just be happy. What do you think about the partner thing, inviting partners? A friend of mine had a wedding, was going to a wedding, and he was invited, but his partner wasn't. He was like, why would I want to go to a wedding without my partner?
Me and Ed go to weddings without each other.
Yeah, I don't know how often. I guess it depends
expensive.
On numbers. It's expensive.
It's expensive.
And sometimes
also,
you don't know the girlfriend, so why would you want them at the wedding?
Like when I got married, one of my things, and there was only, I think, 12 people in total at my wedding, but one of my things was, because obviously me and Ed got back together really quickly, there's all like, the people he was allowed to invite to the after bit. I was like, I want to have met everyone one-on-one before, it's like, I want to look around the room and know everyone.
It's uncomfortable otherwise.
So I, do you know what? I get the whole not inviting partners thing. And also, like we've discussed before, we shouldn't be forced to be friends with people that we don't fucking
I get it, but he'd
with.
Said, to be fair, she's pregnant. He'd said, I'm going to decline on this one. And I think that's also fine. If you're like, no, I'm going to leave it, like, no shade, but I'm not going to come, I think that's also fine as well.
So, Lauren.
What?
Hen do's and hen don'ts. I'm going to run through my non-negotiables now.
Okay? On your hen, if you were having one, is this? Or just in general?
Or if you were a guest.
Pet peeves. Pet peeves. Yeah. Hen do's. Invite people, not too many. Please, not too many. Because,
but how do you do that? That's why I'm not having one.
This is right. Again, then if there, say, is a group of seven of you, you're going to struggle to get a table in a restaurant anyway.
Yeah, but everyone's got seven friends.
I personally think just have your three best friends there. And then also someone might not get in the nightclub, then everyone has to turn round and go back
out. It needs to be planned. Hens need to be planned meticulously.
Obviously. Then I also think if it's your hen do, you should pay for at least one activity, because put your fucking money where your mouth is.
What are your thoughts on... I've been to a lot, I think all the hens I've been on, the bride doesn't pay and we have to pay for the bride. What do you think about that?
Absolutely not.
So, funny thing, I went to a not baby shower yesterday, one of my best friends. She didn't want a baby shower. It was a meal. So we kept calling it a not baby shower. And we paid for her and I didn't see any issue with that.
No.
So what's the difference?
The difference is you've got to go.
And if it was a friend's birthday, I would say let's grab hers.
Yeah, a friend's birthday, any of that. Mm. But the thing is, like, you're the bride. You're the one that's decided.
It's for you.
On this hen do. Yeah. And especially the abroad ones. I know the abroad ones, you have to pay for the bride as well.
Yeah, I think it depends. Mm. If you've gone abroad and then you're expecting to be paid for, then no. If I went for a meal, I would pay for
all my girlfriends being there.
No, I get it.
Because especially if they're having to be bridesmaids, that's a fucking cost in itself. Yeah.
What do you think about paying for bridesmaids? Like, what do you pay for and what do you not pay for?
So back to our hen do's and hen don'ts, right? I think that, like, if that was me and I was having an abroad hen do or a meal, if I was having the abroad hen do, personally, I would pay for the whole thing. And I know you're saying
you would pay for everyone's flights
and
the entire...
I'd pay for everything, yeah.
Okay.
But if I couldn't afford to do that,
yeah,
I would at least pay for a bed somewhere and say, guys, this is to say thank you for coming.
Yeah. However, sometimes the thing is with a hen do, yes, it's for the bride, but it is also for the participants as well. Because if they didn't want to go, they wouldn't go. And they want a girl's holiday. Do you know what I mean? If you didn't want to go, you wouldn't.
Next thing with getting invited on one, I honestly think, please, like, when you invite people on them, if you're going to do these god-awful things, then I would say, guys, you are totally within your right to say no. I know we've all got
not going to be offended.
We're taking annual leave off work. Mm. We're using our very few days holiday.
Yeah.
We're getting childcare, calling in favours. It might be costing us. Then also the social battery of being around some people that you may not like.
Very expensive.
Mum guilt. Mm. Like all of that. And also it's 3 days of a big bender, then back into work on the fucking Monday. Yeah. You're like, fucking hell. So I just think be okay with people saying no. And
absolutely,
my advice on this, girls, is the minute you get invited into that chat, if your heart sinks and you think, oh, fuck, do not go along with it.
I agree.
Do not go along with it.
I agree.
As soon as you get the invite, say, guys, I'm out for the minute, might add on at the last minute,
agree.
I'll let you know. Because your anxiety levels are going to be through the roof.
If you get further in,
they're all conversing.
And it's not fair because next thing you know, you're in a room with someone, and then if you pull out, everyone's paying more.
Yeah,
say
exactly.
Say it at the beginning.
And then what were you just going to go into the hair? Right. Do's and don'ts, bridesmaid etiquette we're going to talk about. So, Lauren, if you were having your wedding, would you have paid for their makeup? I mean, it's all
right.
Like,
so I'm trying to think about this now.
It depends what budget you've got.
What I potentially would
relevant.
Say is, if I didn't have, it depends. It's all relevant. I might probably say, I'm getting my makeup done because not everyone wants the makeup done.
They don't.
So I'd probably say, if you want it done, pay for it. I probably would. And then I'd say, but if you don't, then don't have it done. I think I've paid for my own makeup as a bridesmaid, but I've also said at times, I don't want my makeup done. You're fine. I don't think everyone needs to have the makeup done. Like, I think it's your choice.
Would you expect them to pay for their own dresses?
No, I would pay for the dresses, and I did the first time.
Would you expect them to pay for their own shoes?
I would say to them, if you've already got a nude pair of shoes or whatever, absolutely sweet. I wasn't bothered. I remember my first wedding, what they wore on the feet, because you couldn't see it. As long as it's like nude and it matched the dress. If not, I'll buy you some. And I'd get them like a 30, but I wouldn't spend much money on them.
That's nice.
Yeah, I would.
Would you pay for their accessories?
I think it's quite nice when you gift them.
Oh,
in the morning.
Yeah, that is
so
a lovely
So you gift everyone.
Idea.
It doesn't have to be pair expensive. Could be a £5 pair. It doesn't matter. I think that's quite nice. But otherwise, no, I wouldn't, because I'd say wear your own or don't wear any. I'm not that particular. But if I was going to be particular, then yes, I would be.
Would you let them alter their dresses?
Yeah, absolutely, because I don't want you to look shit.
Would you pay for, like, their shapewear?
No.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, I think I like.
I'm not buying people's knickers.
When you see bridesmaid dresses where they're all wearing the same fabric, but like they've each chosen their own version of like how it suits their boobs. One might have a split up leg. That kind of thing.
But I don't know
like
if I would pay for their alterations. But you I think I'd be those, like, it's on you.
You can get those dresses that...
That move different.
What are your thoughts on the same everyone having the same dress?
No, it's never going to suit everyone.
Mm, that's the problem. Unless there's always stick thin. There's always a couple of girls that then feel really uncomfortable because they're maybe a little bit bigger, a bit smaller, a bit whatever, or pregnant. Yeah. And then you're like, oh, shit, I don't look the same as everyone else. So I would, and I would, if I wanted them to have the hair a certain way, I would pay for them to have the hair done.
Yes, because I think if you're
all matching hair
someone,
is not for me. But if they were, I think if you're instructing them, you pay.
Yeah.
If you're like, up to you really, just try and keep it kind of so it matches, then I don't think you should have to pay.
Yeah.
James is paying for his groomsmen suits and stuff, but not the shoes.
Yeah.
But I'm not having any bridesmaids, just the girls as flower girls. So that's fine. Oh my God, listen to an argument me and James had. It's not an argument, but we're obviously getting married abroad, so it's going to be hot. It's September, so I expect it to be hot. Not ridiculous, but I think it's going to be hot.
Yeah,
New York is hot in September.
Adding to his right. So obviously, we've got the two girls and we've got the two boys. The girls are wearing flower girl dresses.
Children, yeah,
the children. The boys are wearing shirt suits. Yeah, right. So they're walking down the aisle before me. Yeah, James said, the boys are going to be absolutely boiling in a suit, Lauren. And I was like, yeah, and what? And he was like, really, I think they should wear, wait for it.
Shorts.
Yeah.
No.
I think that'd look really cute.
No.
Maybe really? Like little chino.
No.
I've seen boys. I think do the shorts
I don't like it. No.
Weddings. Yeah.
Why don't you wear a pair of Toms as well?
And they do normally wear like those boaty shoes.
No.
Yeah, they do.
James is wearing black tie.
Can they wear sunglasses?
No.
That'd look really cute.
James is wearing black tie and dicky bow, the full lot.
It's not.
Okay, I get
that's
it.
That's the vibe. So what they then wear, and he went, or a short sleeve shirt. I was like, absolutely not. They're walking down the aisle in their suit. All they have to do, and we were like, he was like, Lauren, it's not fair. They're going to be boiling. I was like, they only have to walk from A to B and then they can take it off. And he was like, right, okay. I said, they are not going down in shorts and a t-shirt.
Bridezilla is coming.
That's the only thing. That's the only time I've said no.
I get that because of it what James is wearing. It ruins the vibe. I've been to weddings where the men are wearing sort of like linen-y sort of stuff.
Yeah, no, he's not wearing linen.
And that does go with the aesthetics.
He's not wearing beige linen.
So yeah. I need to tell you my story of the hen do that went a bit wrong. So we were all in this group chat. Fucking loads of us were in this group chat and we were going to London for someone's hen do. Now, all different people from different groups, and it was like, right, the person who was in charge was like, we're staying at the Ned and it's something like, it was like 500 quid each for two nights.
Jesus.
Well, yeah, because it's
London, that's London.
Do you know what I
mean? That's cheap for London.
Yeah. So then, and she had got a special rate because I think if you're a member of a certain members club, you get like a rate or whatever. Now, one of my best friends lives in London already. And she was like, I'm not paying 500 quid
when
on
I live
a
here.
Hotel when I live here. And she was like, and also, Ashley, I don't want to be getting a taxi by myself. So do you want to come and stay at my house? So I was like, perfect. Absolutely.
500
yes.
quid. Save.
So then they all saw their arse a little bit that we were like, no, we're going to stay at my friend's house. And then we kind of left them to it.
Yeah.
And we all put money in for like different activities.
I love the idea of a kitty. I think that's always a good idea.
Yes. So then, and it was like everything would have been paid for from start to finish.
Yeah, I like that.
But anyway, then COVID happened and everything got totally cancelled. And it was at the beginning where everyone was panicking about like, are we getting paid for this shit or what?
Yeah,
do you know what
I
mean?
No one had any money. Everyone was
worried. So the girl that was in charge was like, guys, I've rang up and basically we can move the rooms to a date in the future.
That was never going to happen because it carried on forever.
Well, we didn't know this at the beginning. So she was like, we can move the rooms over to a date in the future. And everyone was like, that's fine. But then when we were a year in, we were like, so, you know, that money you've got. And basically, they rang the hotel, like, And the hotel was like, there isn't a booking.
Had she got the refund? No. And she'd kept it.
Anyway, everyone got their money back in the end, but it took a very long time. And the bride actually paid everyone their money back.
Aww.
The people who didn't get their money back straight away.
Oh my God, that's so bad, isn't it?
And people fell out over it.
Was that the bridesmaid fault or the bride?
The person who had the money.
The person that booked it, supposedly. Yeah.
So
the money.
My friend.
And giving it back.
Jesus. My friend's partner went on a stag about 2 months ago to Amsterdam. Loads of them having the beers on the plane. One lad didn't turn up. Anyway, he'd booked it all. They get there. Lads, get to the hotel.
No booking. He'd
spent the entire money.
Gambling.
Hadn't turned
up. I've
heard
of this.
So the partner rings my friend. We're in Amsterdam. There's 25 of us. There's no booking. He's gone. He must have thousands. If you imagine, everyone's paid £200 or whatever. And he just spent it all. And they were there. Imagine. And it just, yeah, I don't know what happened in the end. I'll have to find out. But yeah, what are you going to do? And his dad was there, the groom's dad. Like there was uncle.
That's hilarious.
And he's just done a runner and done a bender and gambled the money.
Good oh my story, God. Though, for them.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That'd be some corkers in the speech, wouldn't
it? I'm sure they sorted it out.
Right, so we've got some Hindu questions here, Lauren.
Right.
Are you ready? What do I do if I've got different friendship groups who probably wouldn't get along together or want to do the same thing? I really can't be bothered offending people. Is it not cool to have a hen do now? Can I just pretend that I'm having numerous birthday parties instead?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of doing. Either don't do one at all or do little, if you've got the time, little mini ones with each group.
Yeah.
Easy.
Agree. What do you think you should expect to pay for a UK two-night hen do? £500?
Yeah, it depends what's included.
All in. £500.
Oh, that seems like a lot to me.
Yeah, but you're going to have to pay your travel.
Yeah.
You're going to have to pay your accommodation. You're going to have to pay your drinks.
Yeah.
You're going to have to, get some kind of theme.
But no one thinks of it all like that. What if you think of she's probably thinking, what can I expect them to pay on the initial outlay?
Which 300.
$300.
And then your drink, your food and drink for is all going to add up. Yeah.
Depends where you stay.
Depends what you're doing. Yeah. But I'd still think that's extortionate and ridiculous. But,
I do probably think £500.
Yeah. It's probably going to cost you.
I think that's how much stuff costs now. You go out and a glass initial of outlay wine two is to 300. £900.
Yeah, the initial outlay £200 to £300, yeah. And then your extras.
You can easily spend more than £100 as well on food
to
and drink
ask for people.
If you're having breakfast, lunch, and dinner,
I agree.
And drinks,
and
fags.
Oh God, they're expensive. They're nice. Yeah.
Next one. Any good Hindu game ideas would be massively appreciated. I've got two coming up, and I need something funny to play. I think. That fucking
drinking games are always good because everyone gets into it.
They do the Mr. and Mrs.
Oh my God. I hate Mr. and Mrs. It's for the bride.
It's for the bride.
That's it.
And then it's like the bloke comes up on the screen iPad. No. I don't give a fuck about you, James. Get the fuck off the screen.
Honestly.
I just want to get pissed.
Yeah, I think anything involving a drinking game, you need to warm people up a little bit and get people having a joke. Would you rather? Would you rather is quite a good one.
Do you know what's quite good as well? The drinking games where you don't actually have to speak much. So say those antler things at Christmas that you have to throw
because you just kind of get used
or
to know each other a bit.
Pin the dick on the stripper,
think I don't like things like quizzes because I've got a low attention span, so anything that you're sort of waiting around I don't like. We've done Prosecco Pong before and that was really fun.
That's what
and
I
you
mean,
can
an
split yourself up into teams. Mr. and Mrs. I think is
can't
selfish
stand.
I think it's just for the bride and everyone bums off it. I got really told off because I did some sex questions which were very tame and the mum was there and I got
that's the thing, you've got to be careful.
And I got told off for that.
Oh fucking hell, if I was going on the hen do, guys, don't be easily offended.
I tried to be really funny and no one found it funny, and then I was like and then I was like, oh, I'm gonna ask a question because there was seven bridesmaids, so I asked the groom out of all of the bridesmaids who's your favourite.
No you didn't.
And the girls didn't get like that, but
I think that's funny.
I thought it was really funny. I did want to say who would you shag, but I couldn't.
I like that. I think that was funny.
Right, I've got some Hindu stories here for you. Okay. So, In 2022, I went on my hen do with 8 friends to Benidorm, Lauren's favourite.
It was Lauren's your typical, never been.
It was your typical hen involving nasty willy straws, yeah. Blow up willies, and a I'm shit ton of alcohol.
I'm here for that.
Anyway, the girls surprised me with a stripper night amongst all of the chaos of me saying, surround me with willies. I was actually rather timid, lol. One of the men lifted me up and laid me on the floor. He placed a piece of silk over my face so I couldn't see.
Oh my God.
He then proceeded to strip off nude, unbeknown to me. He then lifted up the silk sheet to me, opening my eyes to be greeted by his massive dick in my face, thrusting it towards me. I genuinely did not know where to look. I mouthed to the girls, please help me. They were all in fits of laughter. He continued to kneel and then he thrust his hips and his dick over my head while I lay under this silk sheet, contemplating why I thought it would be hilarious to actually go to a stripper's night. Amongst all the drama, my hair was long. Oh no, darling, darling.
What?
It says here that she lifted herself up slightly to release her hair from underneath her.
Oh, not hair extensions.
She headbutted his balls. Holy fuck, it was absolutely horrendous. Later that night, I was mortified, telling the girls what had happened. Still to this day, it absolutely haunts me. Lol.
I mean, headbutting a pair of balls that you didn't intend, that, it didn't ask for, is not good.
That's my idea of hell.
No, I wouldn't like that.
Would you like a stripper, Christina?
No.
No, not for me, that.
That's, like, I like perving on men.
I would like to laugh at
right
someone
place,
else, yeah. But not me.
That even would make me feel uncomfortable. Yeah.
Okay, so one thing we haven't discussed, which is wedding-related, and you've not written me for, why have you not said anything yet?
I don't even want to talk.
You haven't
about
even got
it.
The words.
No.
So basically, really quickly, I am having, I think I've told you this before, my UK wedding photographer is unreal and he's doing it for me. And he said that one thing in America they do a lot of is pre-wedding shoots. Now, normally I'd be like, ugh, no
way.
Did
you pay for this?
Did I heck? I did it as a favour. The balls pay
what,
for it.
Oh, for his portfolio? Yeah. Right. Okay.
So he's doing my wedding for me. Mm. And he's not charging me. So he said to me, will you do a pre-wedding shoot? It's something that people are starting to get into. I wonder, obviously, if they're going to get more money then and some people are into it. So I was like, yeah, of course we will. Like, it's a laugh. And he's done me a huge favour. So we stayed over the night before and we did this. And I also was with Phoebe. So Phoebe, which actually is a really good idea for weddings, she's an unbelievable makeup artist and hairdresser. Well, she can do hair. But what she does is you pay her. She comes and does your hair and makeup and whoever else is. And she stays for the day.
Yeah, that's what makeup artists
no,
do.
No, they don't. Mine, they don't always
the
stay for the
I
full day.
Do.
No.
Well, they give you two rates. They give you a rate for just the makeup and then they
yeah
give you a rate
for
touch-up.
So she does the full day and she takes a member of staff and it's not just touch-up. She literally, like, if you check, you've got a drink and everything, like, she styles the shoot. Like, if you've got a photographer there.
That's
she,
good
like,
idea
looks after
because,
you all day.
Yeah, that's a really good idea because sometimes when I look back at pictures, I'm like, I didn't get a picture with that person.
So she just keeps an eye idea on everything yeah and she, like, styles it. It's like, yeah, don't look that way, look that way. You know, just, like, helps you out. Make sure you've got a drink. Like, she's lovely. Yeah. So she does that, which I think
is
actually...
Is she coming to your wedding?
Absolutely devastated. No, because it's bridal fashion week. Who yeah would have known? So she's got to do
that old,
yeah, that old chestnut. So she can't come and I'm gutted because she's unreal. Anyway, when she was doing my makeup for the shoot, I said, let me just quiz you a little bit because she's done years of wedding makeup. So I said, let me
did
quiz
James
you.
Did James enjoy being a model? He looked like very comfortable.
He was rich. Do you know what? And do you know what the other reason why it was really helpful to do? James obviously is not used to photo shoots. He's a builder. That is not his thing. Very handsome, but a builder. So that's not like his thing. And he actually said to me, do you know what? I'm so glad we did it. Aww. Because he said, I feel now on the wedding day, I get it. I know what to do. I know I'm not going to be uncomfortable. Because at first he was a bit like not yeah, sure. Yeah. So he said, I feel so much like I know the photographer really well. On the day of the wedding now, no nerves. I get the vibe. Yeah. So we had, do you know what? It was a laugh. It took a few hours. No, 1 hour. Was it an hour? It was good. Some of the shots I cannot post because they are...
raunchy. Mm.
Oh, God.
Yeah, yeah. Because I know them really well and it's just they're comfortable. Anyway, I've got the pictures that when I'm old and fat, I can be like, look at what I used to look like. Look at that. What me and your granddad used to look like. Everyone does that, don't they? I was a size 6 on my wedding day. Yeah, well, yeah. You're not now, so. And I was £7 when I was born. So, anyway, when she's doing my makeup, I thought what I'd do is just ask her. Like, and love we love that. Asking makeup love tips, that, don't we? Yeah. So these are a few things that came up. First thing, a bit spenny, but Pat McGrath Divine Skin Moisture Glow. It is £90.
Right.
But she said
what,
she...
What, is a primer?
She doesn't really believe in a primer because she said the thing with a primer is not one fits all skins.
Yeah.
She said, so what I believe in is skin prep.
Right.
So whatever that might be for that person. But she said the Divine Skin Moisture Glow is unbelievable for just starting you. The makeup sits on it. Stunning, spenny, but she said absolutely... well worth it. Then she was saying between each layer, some people between each layer put translucent powder, don't they? She was like, dries your skin absolutely massively. Use a Hydra Mist between each single layer.
The Milk makeup one?
Any. She said it doesn't really matter. They've okay. got similar ingredients in.
Okay.
Elizabeth Arden do one. But she said between each layer.
We've got that, Elizabeth
We've got
Arden
that one. It's nice. She spritzes it and she said every time you put a layer of makeup on, the skin is getting drier. And drier because that makeup is taken out, so you keep it hydrated.
Right.
That was what she said. Foundation wise, and I completely agree with her on this, It Cosmetics CC cream.
Yeah, it's very thick, isn't it?
So good. I've got the matte one.
It's got
one.
An SPF inside yeah, it as and it well. Doesn't, quite a high SPF.
It's a high SPF, but she said it doesn't give glow back.
The It Cosmetics foundation brush that comes with that is absolutely yeah. gorgeous. The double-ended one.
Yeah, and I use the
Amazon
one that's...
do a dupe of it oh, do for they? Like £2.50. It's on my Amazon shop.
There we go. I use the It. I've got it on today, actually. But I use the oil-free one, and it's just a little too dry. So, yeah, it's kind of like a silver one. And she said the colour that she uses, medium tan, and she mixes it with medium bright. She also said if you can afford it, always mix your foundation colours. Never just have one foundation colour on.
Very clever.
She said because your skin tone is not one colour.
Ever.
So always mix your two foundation colours to get that kind of more multidimensional look. Other thing, I always naturally put concealer under my eyes. I just do.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, she was like, Lauren, you don't need concealer under your eyes because you've not got dark circles. I've got like fine lines, but all that's going to do is stick into it.
Yeah.
She said, if you don't have dark circles, don't put concealer under your eyes. Put foundation.
And then a powder.
You don't need it. So one thing she did recommend, which I've ordered, but I had to get from America, and I know you like Tarte, there's an under eye duo. So I've ordered it from America. There's a matte conceal and an under eye highlight. And what she was, it's called the Shape Tape Star Squad. And the two little ones. And what she was saying is we shouldn't be concealing under eyes at all. We should be illuminating under eyes. Oh. Because naturally I get my nails under my eyes. She was like, no, you want to radiate them. And even if you have got dark circles, concealer, no, radiate them. So there's these two. And she mixes and matches them and it like brightens your eyes.
What's it called?
It's Tarte Under Eye Shape Tape Star Squad. Two little ones.
I've got the Shape Tape. That's the concealer.
But there's an illuminating under eye.
You send it, mate.
Yeah, I've ordered it. She said it's incredible and I actually really like mine. My eyes looked brighter as opposed to concealed. Now, when we come to contour, she used, which is one of my favourite things ever, and I've used it since my last wedding because I remember buying it for that, Tom Ford Shade and Illuminate. It is the best, in my opinion. I've used it forever.
It's in the brown and gold packet.
Contour, Intensity 1. It is the best contour. So what she said is, don't contour with your bronzer because your bronzer should have more of a sun-kissed orange look. Your contour should be more, not grey, but it should look like a shadow.
Right.
So what she did was use the Tom Ford, the darker one, to contour my face. And then she actually used Doll. She used the Doll Beauty cream
contour. It's so good, that.
Yeah. But I can't tell you enough how much I recommend the Tom Ford Shade Illuminate. The highlighter is like,
yes,
I love
it's
it.
It's nice, isn't it?
Yeah, and
it's
you can contour, you know,
but it is nice.
You can contour your nose with that as well without having, I mean, mine today is orange, but without having orange stripes down your nose because it's more of a shade colour. She also, which you weren't 100% on the price point, but she really liked Victoria Beckham's Coco Eye Pencil.
I've got the eye pencil in the white colour. It's really nice. I liked the Victoria.
I thought you said,
Beckham
did you think it was
stuff.
Expensive? Is it, that the...
But the Doll Beauty lip glosses are just as good.
And By Terry Balm De Rose Lip Balm. She said the
I've got that.
Colour
and I
of
just
it.
Gave it to my nanny because
well,
I don't like it.
She loved it for brides. She said brides absolutely love it. And last one was the Victoria Beckham cream blush in shade Posh Knickers. She said it's really natural pinky peach, so everyone suits it and it's lovely on a wedding day.
Gorgeous.
So that is her.
The Doll Beauty primer spray is really good, by the way.
Her name on Insta is Flossie and Lee123. I follow her if you want to find it on there. Incredible makeup. In fact, I would say probably my favourite makeup that I've had. And she did my hair too.
Really?
And I don't like makeup, do I normally?
All right, guys, thank you so much for listening. Please share, please leave us a review. We love you so much, and we will be back with another fun episode next Wednesday.
And please come up to me in Primark too. Bye, guys.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.